relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
There is a way to win. The president can do it with your support. Here's what I told the incredible Trump March 2 days ago in D.C. Play cuts.
Interesting. In Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, the average number of rejected, spoiled mail-in ballots is 3 to 5%. This year, it's 0.5. How did that happen, I wonder? Now, I spoke to the president Thursday morning, and I want to send you a very clear message. This man has done more for this country than any president since Abraham Lincoln. This man has been pilloried. He's been libeled for 5 years. First, they called him an Islamophobe, a misogynist, an anti-Semite, and then a white supremacist. And he still gets 10 million more votes. Why? Because you understand they have to take him down. Why? Because they don't own him. Not Big Pharma, not the oil industry, not defense manufacturing, not the unions. Nobody owns President Trump, and that's why they have to take him out. It started with my good friend, Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn, who is going to reform the intelligence community, and they framed him. And I've got a message for you, Attorney General Barr. You have failed America. You have failed your duty to the U.S. Constitution, and you have failed justice. We were told, oh, we can't publish anything before the election. The election was November 3rd, Bill Barr. Where the hell are you? Every single American is owed the truth about 2016. How they tried to steal the election with Russian propaganda information pumped through the DNC, Hillary's lawyers, and a former British MI6 agent. We want answers, and we want them now. So, the future. Here's the future, friends. Here's the future. The president told me he is not giving up. He is going to fight in every battleground state where we have seen rampant abuse. Yes, Fox News, there was cheating. And here is the path to victory. I want every single one of you to understand we can win because he did win. But it's going to be tough. it's going to be tough. We've got 28 days to make a legal case, and that's almost impossible. So here's the path to victory. Our founding fathers were geniuses. This isn't a democracy. This is a republic of states. We don't let 51% of the American people dictate the lives of 49%. That's not how it works, AOC. Oh, and by the way, AOC, if you're making your enemies list, you can put me at the top. AOC, bring it, Buttercup. Because we are not afraid of any of you bloody snowflakes. And the only fascists in America are Antifa. And BLM is racist. I'm going to say it now. Every American life matters. So here's the plan. Nancy, the crone, the Harridan failed. 15 Republican women have been elected to the Congress. 15 pro-life women. And not one state house was flipped, Nancy. How'd you like that? So, there is no president-elect. Oh, and by the way, Beijing Biden, I looked it up because I can read. There is a thing you call the office of the president-elect. It doesn't exist. Unlike the recordings of your son having sex with prostitutes while he's smoking a crack pipe. That exists. Unlike the emails about the big guy getting his 50% cut. We know who the big guy is, Beijing Biden. You are the most corrupt politician after Hillary. So, a lot of people want to speak. I'm going to give you the path to victory. The election has not been certified. The electors have not voted. We don't have democracy. We have a republic. We have to put the pressure on. I don't care where you're from. God bless all of you here today. But God bless all of you who are watching and listening. Wherever you live, you get on the streets, you get your MAGA hat on, and you send a message to the state senates, to the chief clerks, to the secretaries of state. If you certify a fraudulent election, you will never, ever get reelected. We want them to understand the fury of American patriots. Less than 5% of America defeated the British Empire. Less than 5%. We don't want a war. They have normalized violence, but we will not let them steal our republic. And if you remember when Donald Trump won the election. Do you remember that day? It was a rally, I think, in Scranton. And he said to the crowd, hey, what's Crooked Hillary's slogan? Oh, yeah, I'm with her. Do you know what mine is? I'm with you. So this is up to you, my patriots. Of all skin colors, of all backgrounds, this is up to you. You need to put the fear of God into every snake oil merchant, rhino establishment GOP politician. If you certify the election, you will never, ever get reelected. And then what happens? Oh, those founding fathers were geniuses. If neither candidate gets 270 electoral college votes, then it is a contingent election. It goes to the House of Representatives. Oh, and here's the kicker, my friends. It's not the House Representatives that elect the president. It is the states. The states, by party delegation. And guess which side has the majority of party delegations? We do! And the Republicans in the Congress will re-elect Donald John Trump to his second term. You can make it happen, and you owe it to the president. What has he done for you in the last 4 years? From defeating ISIS to going to war in the trade zone with China, from building the wall, from crushing unemployment figures to the lowest level since 1969, standing up for America, the forgotten men and women, you owe it to him. So guys, I tell you one thing, it's now or never. And I want every single one of you guys to get serious. Be like the amazing people we have here, Mike Lindell, the Schlaps, Boris, my buddy, fighting the good fight. So guys, last message. Every single one of you, tell your friends, your buddies who love this country, get your MAGA on. God bless.
Those were my comments to the assembled hundreds of thousands at the Trump march this weekend. We have a way to victory, but it's not just incumbent upon the president, it's incumbent upon you. Let your voice be heard and make sure those electors are not chosen and this fraudulent election is not certified. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just received from Mr. G. Haven't even had a chance to read it yet, but a headline from Breitbart.com. Michigan House Republicans plan to impeach Gretchen Whitmer. Oh, what a good day it is. For Monday, that's excellent news. Friends, Thanksgiving is nearly upon us, can you believe it? But our friends at Prison Fellowship are already getting ready for Christmas and to help those children of mothers and fathers who are in prison with their incredible Angel Tree program. Takes a lot of time to line up the families with just the right presents and arrange for each child to receive a personalized note from their incarcerated parent so that they understand that they are with them if only in thought. They also receive a message of Christian love thanks to your help. Listen to the Marshall family, which was held together by Angela Angel Tree and her then incarcerated husband.
So now that we've planted this church, for us,
yes,
what's important is that
over 150 kids now receive presents from Angel Tree too, and so what was a tragedy in the beginning became a blessing, and it's really worked for our community, and so we're so excited and blessed by Angel Tree.
Yeah. We love it. We love Angel Tree. You guys should too.
You guys should too. He's out of prison now, and they've planted a church together, helping hundreds of children through Angel Tree. You can be one of the people who makes this possible and ensures that children are not punished for the misdeeds of their parents. Please support this incredible charity. A gift of $220 will provide Christmas presents for 10 children whose parents, mother or father, are in prison, as well as a Bible and a personal note of love from that parent. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, the Angel Tree banner, or call 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, sebgorka.com. Help us bless the child of a prisoner right here in America. We have to play an audio video cut before we go to our first in-studio guest, a man who still thinks the lamestream mainstream media is going to love him if he attacks the president. This is, of course, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. We're going to do the second cut. Eric, cut seven, play cuts.
The Trump campaign simply has no evidence. Their basic argument is this was a conspiracy so vast and so successful that there's no evidence of it. Now, if that's true, I really want to know who the people are who pulled this off. We need to hire them at the CIA. The fact is, this is all blue smoke and mirrors.
She's counsel to President Trump, senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign, constitutional law attorney. Follow her right now on Twitter, Jenna Ellis-ESQ. Jenna, you must be, like, sitting at home painting your nails or working on your tan or something, because clearly John Bolton knows more about this than you do, and there's no evidence.
Yeah, apparently, you know, he hasn't even read our complaint, like the Washington Post, and, you know, all of these people who just want to completely discount President Trump. You know, let me just tell you something, John Bolton. President Trump has always been right. When he tweets things, when he says things, people are like, no, they laugh. And then they come back and they're like, oh, yeah.
Right.
And he also probably is ignoring the fact and ignoring in our pleadings that we have over 682,000 votes just in Pennsylvania alone that were counted in secret, where the Democrats were disobeying the law and the Republicans weren't. This is illegal. It's ridiculous. And Pennsylvania state's own legislature, anticipating that they would get a lot of mail-in votes because of the coronavirus, even specifically instructed that a Republican and a Democrat would be there to meaningfully watch so that they could object if there was an illegal or irregular ballot.
On early arrivals.
On any mail-in ballots.
Okay.
On any mail-in ballots.
And what happened?
And Republicans were excluded. And they were put at so far away they were trying to use binoculars. We have affidavits from people in support of all of the exclusions, and we have in aggregate about 680,000, almost 700,000 ballots that were counted in secret by Democrats.
Now, I've got this cut. I'm going to play it again today from the great Newt Gingrich maybe a week ago, where he was the angriest I've ever seen him. And he said, when just one of these instances occurs, when in contravention of election law, you stop an observer, you don't allow them into the building, that is a federal crime as well as a state crime. People should be arrested.
Yeah, it's against equal protection, because when you have Republican-led jurisdictions that are allowing, both sides allowing transparency, and then you have these Democrat-led jurisdictions.
It's discrimination against voters.
Yes, and it's saying, and so then you don't have equal application of the law. It's a violation on so many different levels, and Americans should be outraged that this is happening in our country, plus the Dominion voting systems. This is a huge problem. Why are we sending in 29 states? We have a foreign company that's tabulating our results, and we're sending them overseas.
But it's somewhere reliable. It's reliable, like Venezuela.
Sure, of course, because it was just a glitch that somehow 6,000 votes in a Michigan county happened to go from President Trump to Joe Biden. Oh, sure, that's a glitch. And let's just pretend that that's not happening anywhere else. So no, our lawsuits are absolutely strong, viable, and this is something where at least six states are impacted, and we want to make sure to protect election integrity. And for everyone out there, like the Washington Post that's laughing, that's pretending that they can't read an amended complaint and they don't know the legal process.
Talk to us about that. We'll talk about Dominion later, but talk to us about what the Washington Post said about the campaign withdrawing its case in the Keystone State.
Yeah, they were in such a rush to print a fake news headline that they didn't read paragraphs 132 to 150, which actually laid out everything about these almost 700,000 ballots. And all we did is simply clarify and condense our complaint. That happens in civil litigation all the time. You have a complaint, then as more information comes out and you clarify and you narrow the issues, that happens in every civil case I've ever been a part of. They want to pretend that somehow
that
we
dropped. That a clarification is a drop.
Yes, and they completely misled the American public, and they are not reporters at worst, at best, that's lazy journalism. At worst, they are fake news activists, and we all know which one they are.
Quick question. She'll be with us for another segment, guys. Loving the comments on YouTube. Go right now, subscribe, hit the notifications bell twice, hit the like button. If you have the number that it's 600,000 here, 500,000 there, what certitude do you have that those ballots can now be found and separated? Or are we just going to have to do what has been done before, just remove blindly 600,000 ballots and not know whose votes you're removing?
No, and it's even worse than that, because in mail-in ballots, you have an anonymous ballot, right? Because you don't sign a ballot. Right. You put it into a security envelope that has all the identifying information. As soon as it's counted, when it's removed from that inner security envelope, you can't put it back together. So we have no idea all of these ballots.
So what happens now?
So that's the remedy, is we're asking the court, do not allow the state to certify an illegitimate result. And we have to, at this point, throw out those ballots.
By that number,
because, well, those specific ones, that everyone that was counted in secret, that was removed, that is now illegal, because every voter, every American deserves to have the law followed and the process followed so that we can count every legal vote, and there has to be a remedy to preserve and protect election integrity.
Incredible update. That's why she's a regular. She's with Liberty U, the Trump team, also counsel to the president. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram, Jenna Ellis ESQ. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the president's National Security Education Board. This is America First. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Boris and I got to the podium in front of the Supreme Court to address the assembled hundreds and thousands of American patriots. And who was there? Who was the MC? Mike Lindell. It was so great to see him and to be introduced by him. He's such a good, great American, the inventor of MyPillow. If you like this show, support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. Because you're a friend of ours, he's going to give you more than 60% off. Use my name. Call 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. The MyPillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. It's not $69.89. It's $29.89 if you use my name, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. It was an incredible day, but then the fascists came out, the racists, Antifa and BLM, and you won't see this, you won't hear this on regular media because they are propagandists. This is the older gentleman who had his skull fractured when somebody sucker punched him and clearly had something steel or iron in his hand. Let's play this video, video cut 3. He's surrounded, walking away, and then somebody nails him from behind with clearly something in his fist. They stomp on his head, he's on the ground, they steal his phone. These are the people who voted for Joe Biden and who called for unity. Oh, and by the way, the individual was arrested. There were 20 arrests made. It should have been many, many more. And the individual turns out to have what? Oh, yes, a criminal record. He has sexually assaulted children. What is it with BLM and Antifa and the pedophile problem? Strange, strange.
We should ask Joe Biden.
We should ask Joe Biden. We should ask Hunter Biden. We are back. Thank you, Jenna Ellis. Follow her on Twitter, Jenna Ellis ESQ. You were just showing me in the break what happened on Breitbart, as you just mentioned it here on the show.
Yes. Well, we were just talking about how President Trump is always right, and everyone laughs at him from the mainstream media, and then he's always proven right. So our friend Joel Pollack, who is himself an attorney at Breitbart, has this great headline. Fact check, Trump is right, AP wrong about Georgia signature matching. So the claim that President Donald Trump is wrong that Georgia made signature checking on absentee ballots, quote unquote, impossible, is false. So the consent decree that was signed by Georgia Governor Kemp at the urging of self-proclaimed Governor Stacey Abrams makes it basically impossible to do. And the article outlines exactly why, calling for a recount without signature matching is basically worthless. And the president's correct about that as well. So go read that. I just tweeted it out. Thanks to Joel Pollack for doing the heavy lifting on that. And by the way, the AP piece put that out there without actually linking to the consent decree.
Well, of course.
If you simply Google it, you can find it.
Yeah, well, that would require being a journalist.
Or reading.
Jenna Ellis, ESQ, last 60 seconds we have with you. Why is this not about Donald Trump? Why is this not about 2020? And why is this about every future election in America? You teach constitutional law. Explain.
Because we have a U.S. Constitution that is our supreme law of the land. We are a nation of rules, not a nation of rulers. We do not coronate a new president. We elect a president freely and fairly because we are a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And we, the people, selected Donald Trump through our process. And that will not be undermined by election integrity. And even though this isn't just about Donald Trump winning, this is about making sure that the true winner does prevail in this election and every election in the future.
It's not just this year. It's every election in the future. And as the president has said, as he's tweeted, it's about this never happening for any candidate or any president of any party. Follow her right now. Instagram, Twitter, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, counsel to the president, senior legal advisor to the Trump team. This is America First. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try Relief Factor, which is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain as we speak, me included. Listen to Gary from California. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. If you find relief nowhere else, this could be the product for you. It attacks the source of your pain, the inflammation. Find out if it could work for you like it works for Gary, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. The 3-week quick starter pack will be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, and I guarantee you by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios, also live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. If you are watching us, first things first, on YouTube, if you're watching us, thank you. You've been breaking records. I think where are we now? I think we're exceeding 200,000 subscribers already. If you're watching us right now, what was that? Hey, Eric, what did Maggie say on the comments?
Maggie in the chat says, Gorka says, release the Kraken. Hunter Biden says, release the crack.
Ooh, spicy. We love our listeners. We love our viewers. Maggie and all of our loyal viewers on YouTube, hit that like button. I want 1,000 likes before the end of the break. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the LeafFactor.com studios. Your call's next here.
The only man standing between the radical left and your cheeseburgers. It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'll protect them to the very end. What is happening with Fox News? I don't know who Leland Vittert is, but he's not a journalist. Erin Perrin from the campaign was on Fox News, and he thought that he could do a John Bolton. And here's the video of a Fox News host saying, "Oh, I know better. There's no corruption at all." Video cut 8.
What do you want to have happen with those 700,000 votes? The ballots are already mixed in. Do you just want 700,000 votes deducted from
Biden's
total?
We want to make sure that conversation happens. You're trying to say this is done and over.
I'm not. I'm not saying it's done and over. I'm asking you where you're going to find the votes to pull ahead. Where are the votes to pull ahead?
This is now my third time to try to get this answer out. The legal path ahead exists here because there are clear constitutional violations that enhance. Keep snarking,
okay,
making your faces
happens?
And rolling
Erin,
your
Erin,
eyes,
Erin,
Leland.
Take me through.
I get it. You guys spent years trying to run up a Russia hoax against the president.
It's very simple.
And trying
what
to say
happens?
This is over.
How does the president?
And the hypocrisy continues because you know what?
How
Hillary
does the
Clinton
president
said,
pull
don't
ahead?
Don't concede to Joe Biden.
What do you want
but
to happen
everybody
to the 700,000 votes?
That this is.
If you did. Let's post that video. You have to see his expression. He's a host. Halfway through, he just looks away from the camera, then rolls his eyes. He might as well be Don Lemon. He might as well be Anderson Cooper, although his quiff is something straight out of the 1950s. It looks like a movie with, you know, the greasers and the jets. That's what Fox News has sunk into? I'm not surprised there were placards aplenty at the Trump march that weren't about just CNN, but were about Fox News. Let's go to somebody who loves CNN. Let's go to Joe in Los Angeles, Line 5. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Mr. Gorka, how are you doing?
I'm doing splendidly.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand here. The voter fraud allegations, do these occur in cities like Detroit and Philadelphia?
As well as many others, yes.
So we're saying there was massive voter fraud in Philadelphia.
You heard there were at least 600,000 ballots in Pennsylvania, yes.
So voter fraud in Philadelphia.
How many times do you need me to answer that question? Yes, okay. Joe, as well as elsewhere. Okay. Now get to your second question.
If there is voter fraud in Philadelphia to help Joe Biden, why did Donald Trump get 21,000 more votes in Philadelphia than 2016? And Joe Biden only got 3,000 more votes than Hillary Clinton compared to 2016. If there's massive voter fraud in Philadelphia, Democrats are cheating in Philadelphia, why did they give Donald Trump 21,000 more votes in Philadelphia?
Because they don't get to control all the votes, Joe.
Joe,
because they don't get to control all the votes, because some of the votes are real, Joe.
So your claim is massive voter fraud in Philadelphia, yet Trump did better in Philadelphia in 2020.
Joe, is this complicated? I'll use little words, okay?
Why are you insulting me? Stop filibustering. Have I insulted you?
I'm making a statement. I'm going to use little words.
You don't have to insult me, though, do you?
Will you listen or will you interject? Because I can just drop the phone on you. Are you going to listen? Good. Nobody is saying that all of the votes were fabricated. We're saying we have evidence that hundreds of thousands were, which doesn't mean the president can't do well, because we know 10 million more people voted for him this year than they did 4 years ago. So your criticism is a non-criticism.
We see this pattern in Detroit. We see the pattern in Milwaukee.
You've already said this, and I've just addressed it. So unless you've got something else, I'm going to drop the call. So do you have another point to make?
Another question.
Yes,
another example of how illogical Ms. Ellis was. The claim is that the Dominion voting systems were used to change votes to Joe Biden. Those are voting systems that are used for people voting in person on Election Day, not for mail-in votes. If you look at states like Pennsylvania and Michigan, those day-of votes went massively to Trump. So another example of how illogical the claims are from the Trump campaign.
So did she say anything about the Dominion systems? Did she say anything? So you really, you don't listen. You come in with pre-baked talking points, and you don't listen.
These are not talking points. This is data.
Are you a professor of constitutional law, Joe? What are your qualifications? Answer the question. What are your qualifications?
I know arithmetic. That's my goal.
Constitutional law and election law? What do you do for a living, Joe?
Now who's filibustering?
Answer the question. What do you do for a living? It's my show. You can't filibuster when you actually run the show.
I'm a public school teacher.
Do you teach election law in a public school?
That's a classic logical fallacy you're using.
I have a degree in philosophy. Don't talk to me about logical fallacy. What do you teach? Finger painting?
Once again.
Drop him. Goodbye. Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye. Thank you. That's the left. Why would you want to not have transparency? Why would you not want to know the legal votes are being counted and the illegitimate ones aren't? Why? If you have issues with the arguments being made, they will be settled in court. Let each side garner their evidence. Let it be weighed on the scales of justice and let a judge decide. But what have you got to hide, Joe? Why would you not allow the process to do its thing? Because you're worried. Because your side has got something to hide. And we know what it is. The man who hides in his basement gets more votes than any candidate in history? The Senate stays in GOP hands. Nancy has the slimmest margin for a House Speaker since 1945, and not one state house is flipped. Oh, but the president lost the election. Joe, I don't know what it is you teach, but it's not logic, and it has very little to do with the truth. Oh, and who's surprised that he's a school teacher? Yeah. That's the problem. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay as healthy as you can be. Be the healthiest you can by taking Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard has formulated this incredible product to give you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, freeze-dried in just 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that ensure that you are getting the best nutritional input possible. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Who eats that healthily? You can. And right now, if you use my name, Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Don't wait any longer. I know you're trying to be good, but just make this extra effort and you'll be the healthiest you've ever been. I take it every day before the show. You should too. Go to balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are live on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
There I was thinking we're going to do something important like talk about the integrity of our presidential elections, but now the debate is musicals. Are they American or not? Discuss. Let's go to your callers, Bobby. Our callers. Your callers. My callers. Bobby, line 5, New York.
Yes. Hi. How are you doing, Dr. Gorka?
Good.
Good, good. So I'm an attorney here in New York, and I just wanted to weigh in on your last caller, you know, about the election in Pennsylvania. So I have been studying the lawsuit that President Trump's campaign has filed. They filed it a week ago on November 9th. And it's the federal lawsuit that they filed. And basically, they're not really arguing fraud in that specific lawsuit. I mean, there are several lawsuits going on, but in that specific one, they are arguing that it's a violation of the Constitution, the way that Pennsylvania administered that election.
Yes.
Because they have two things going on: violation of equal protection clause under the Constitution and violation of due process under the Constitution. So it's not that they're sitting there screaming fraud, fraud, fraud. They're specifically saying you can't have an illegal election like this because you're giving different weight
yes.
to votes that were done in person versus votes that were done via mail. And
right.
you can't do that. That's illegal under the Constitution. And it's very similar to the argument that was made in Bush versus Gore back in 2000. And that was a different state, you know, that was Florida, but it was the same type of argument where the recount going on in Florida back in 2000 with Bush versus Gore, the issue was that the Supreme Court ruled you can't have different standards
right.
for counting votes.
Every voter and every vote must be handled equally. You're absolutely right. Wonderful call. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for that clarification. Let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn. Line two. Welcome, Judy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm listening to your opening, the way you were talking the rally, and I can think to myself, God almighty, I'm your cheerleader. Go, Gorka, go. We are Gorka's gladiators. You know that, okay? God bless Dr. Sebastian.
I got a little bit heated in my speech. I got a little bit passionate.
Oh, please. Oh, please. I love the passion. That's what we need. You are a force to be reckoned with, sir, okay? And let me tell you something. God bless our American Republic for the democratic freedom and vote integrity and transparency. But, you know, I do want to say something to Joe. How is it possible that dead people only voted for Democrats? Hello? Why can they vote for Trump, the dead people? Okay.
Yes.
And I'll also tell you, I'll throw a few things out and I'll go. Maggie is a very cheeky Brazilian. I want to tell you that one. And you know what else? The left, I want to tell you, they don't care about the law. They don't care about Constitution.
Right.
Hello?
Don't call into my show as a liberal and talk about how you're so concerned about the law. We know who you are. And Maggie, I didn't know you were from Brazilian, but it makes sense. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't touch that dial.